So, this is going to be a bonus episode. Now, I know it's like Tuesday, and, it's not Tuesday for you, but it's Tuesday for me, because I'm going to upload this tomorrow, put a timer on, you know what I mean, when you set a date. So, yeah, so I just want to briefly talk about, what's been happening in London recently, and about this film, Blue Story. Okay, so I talked a little bit about this on the weekend, guys. So this is film, right, called Blue Story. It came out on Friday, and see, I'm just gonna tell you, you know, what's it about and what's happened in the news recently. And all about it, you know what I mean? So, you see, it came out on Friday, yeah? And because it's Tuesday for me, that was 5 days ago. But for whatever time you're listening to this, it's going to be probably more, you know what I mean? Maybe even a week or more. It depends what time you're watching or what day it is, you know what I mean? So, in 3 days, it's going to be a week old. Yeah. Wait. If it came out on Friday, okay, you got, it's been out for, it's been out, if it came out on Friday, then it's Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Yeah, it's been 4 days. So in 3 days, it will be a week old. Right. Now, it's a BBC film. And if you don't know what BBC is, it's British Broadcasting Television, all that. And it's producer, and it's actually story maker, is a guy called Ratman. And he's a rapper. He's been out for years, really. And basically, he made this film all about these two men, right? These two men. I don't actually remember the names. Oh, because you see, the films are 15, and because I'm not 15, I can't watch it in cinema because they have to ID you. That's the law in the UK. And so yeah, I can't watch it. But when it does come out on the BBC iPlayer, which it will, because it's a BBC film, then I'll watch it, you know what I mean? So, yeah. Basically, it's about these two boys. Now, if you don't know anything about South London or anything, if you're not from the UK, or if not from the British Isles in general, then you, as you know, there's a lot of, like, gangs going on in North, East, South, a little bit of West London right now, and a lot of knife crime and all of that. And basically, there's two men. Now, these two boys go to a school, and they've been friends for life. They're literally just brothers. This one person's from Peckham, which is like very popular in South East London. Yeah. And there's another place called Lewisham. It's basically Lewis, and then you have, what do you have? I don't know how you spell it, actually. What is it? Oh, yeah, it's Lewis, and then it's Ham. Lewisham. You know what I mean? Like Birmingham, Lewisham, basically. And the postcodes of Peckham is SE15 for Southeast 15. And then for Lewisham, it's SE13, Southeast 13, right? Now, in the film, there are two gangs. The gang in Peckham and the gang in Lewisham. Now, they are enemies. And the two boys, one of the guys has a brother who works for a gang. And he doesn't like that his brother's best friend is from the area of where he's of where the gang members want to kill him. So that's the story, and it's a little bit, and it's also a romance. It's basically like, it's a like a drug dealing. It's you know the show Top Boy. It's basically that, but instead of North London, it's South London, and it's not about, it's not a series, it's just a movie, basically. That's about it, to be fair. And one of the guys, he's trying to get a girl. That's why it's kind of also romantic in some sort. I don't know. I really like the theme of it, and I wish I was 15 right now to watch it, man. But sadly, I have to watch it on my own screen when it comes out in on the ITV player. So yeah, it's gonna be way, way sad. And if it's good, I'm actually gonna buy it for DVD. I will. I'm gonna watch it while I'm going back to Ireland. Because as you know, like I said in my last few videos, my last few podcasts, I said that I'm from Limerick City. So yeah. And when I go over there, I normally just bring like a DVD player or something on the boat and watch in spare time watching it. You know what I mean? In the VIP lounge. Anyways, enough of me. It's basically, a few days ago in Birmingham. Now, if you don't know anything about, you know, England in that sense, Birmingham is basically a rival to London, because London's the capital and it's its own city, and Birmingham is its own city, and that's in the Midlands, right? Now, there's always been a rivalry between the places and the gangs and all that. If you don't know, in the UK, if you go to London and if you meet these people, you will find them saying country, which means, country basically means something which is above the Midlands, above London, basically. A place you have to go for a train. So basically, they send out these people to go to Birmingham, Manchester, Coventry, Oxford, you know, and all them. But, and Liverpool as well, and all that, and Blackpool and all that. And so basically, Oxford, Birmingham, and Coventry, because they're the nearest, they're quite rivalry. Those, Coventry and Birmingham are friends. And all I've heard in the news anyway. And then you have Oxford, which is its like own thing. Oxford's like a mini London, basically, in the middle of the country. That's why I like Oxford. And so basically, but Birmingham and Coventry have always been rivals with London, but London's always stayed with Oxford, and Oxford's like its own thing, really, you know what I mean? And so that's why it's called country, right? Now, anyway, back to the story. In Birmingham, which is, there was these 12 to 15-year-olds with machetes, and while the movie Blue Story was playing in cinema, these kids, really my age, they come in with their machetes, and then they start threatening and all that. And they also went into a Frozen 2 one as well. And man, if you imagine to be there. Frozen 2, that's a kid's film, man. Know what I mean? So imagine that, man. Imagine that. Sad stuff, really, man. So, and when I heard about it was in Birmingham, and it was playing this film, I was like, ooh. Man. Because, you know, like, in Birmingham are rivals. You know what I mean? Like, people get on well between them. But, like, when it comes to the gangs, they're like, man. Because you see a lot of these Londoners come up to country, as they say. And they go and do all that. They go and sell these things. And then they'll, you know, go back to London. But Birmingham's literally in the middle of the country. So, you know, just taking up space, basically. You know what I mean? So, yeah, that's my... Imagine a billion people come in, threaten people while a London film is going on about gangs. Put two and two together. It's amazing. So, the next thing I want to talk about Blue U Story is the fact that on the day, they also released a collaborative album. It's the same thing as Top Boy. So Top Boy released a collaborative album with the likes of Heady One, Skepta, AJ Tracy, Dick D, and a few others, which I forgot. Oh yeah, there was actually Becca. There was... It was Sims. And, yeah, a few others. Now, that was Dot Boy bit. Now, on the Blue Story bit, I have it on my, Spotify, on my, TV. There was Ratman, of course. A guy called Ray? I don't know how you say her name. In all caps, Ray. E. Ray. Or Ray. Ray. I don't know. Alright. Then you have R.A. Don't know really who he is, really. And then you have Crept Conan. Dig D again. And then, yeah, you got all them, man. You got... And the album, man. It's actually a good, solid album, to be fair. I enjoy it. I'm addicted to South East London and Roland because they are great films. Not great films, great songs. Yeah, Blue Story. I'm just gonna type it into this thing. Blah. So yeah, you know what I like about living in this day and age, you know what I mean, is because, one, it's, like, in the middle of everything. It's, like, in the 90s, we had our, like, jazz, and then up in the middle, we didn't have jazz back then. Well, we had in the 70s and the 80s, but then slowly tying into Jay-Z poppy, starting to get modern. Then it became rap, then it was rap again. And then when 10 to 10 came, it was just everything. Like, R&B came and went. And right now, it's everything now, man. Know what I mean? Yeah. So you got other ones like Skepta. And you got Stardom with Ops as the song. Know what I mean? Captain Conan's one isn't bad, to be fair. Yeah. That's basically the main people. You know what I mean? And yeah. Sick album. I would rate it out of 10. I guess at 8.9. I think so, yeah. 8.5 out of 10. Just because there was a few songs which were like... No, and there was a few songs which were like, yeah, but then you have like the majority which are just like, oh yeah, that's good, but like nothing too special, you know what I mean? But definitely better, like really good beats, to be fair. I like them personally. And by the way, guys, head up on Christmas Eve, or like when the Christmas holidays turn around, guys. From my school, I will make, what shall I make? I should make, instead of one, I'm going to make the whole weekend. So from Friday to Sunday, every week. That's what I want to do. But then I'm going to have a few breaks in there. Maybe I'll take a Saturday off or something. You know what I mean? So, yeah. That's that bit for December. But yeah, pretty much the album is, you know, sick, sweet, beautiful, short and sweet. It's really good. So yeah, thank you guys for listening. I'll see you guys later.